Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to the Black Love Experience, hosted by inspiring author S. Dot, exclusively presented by the S. Dot File.
Got that pure cake, no butter, no sugar. Asiatic, straight like my brother's soul. Yes, indeed. 7-Up cake, we got pound cake. And we
some of that pound cake.
Yes, indeed, brother. There you go. Thank you, brother. You have a good day today. Salam.
Today I begin a new life. For I am the master of my abilities. And today is going to be a great and beautiful day.
What?
I said, today I begin a new life, for I am the master of my abilities, and today is going to be a great and beautiful day.
Pillows, goose down, $35.
P, you a buyer or a seller?
What? Videos, homie. Videos, DVDs, CDs, Master P, Charlie's Angels.
Look at yourself.
How many millionaires you got on, bruh? I count at least 3.
Man, what the fuck are you talking about?
P, look around, man. See what I see? I see money. Look at my man over there selling t-shirts. Brother over there selling pies and paper. Cake man over there. Everybody moving, making money. Right? While we standing still being broke. I figured all this shit out, man. All this. This whole world moves forward through transactions. Commerce, nigga. The exchange of goods and services. All the real baller successful folks are sellers. And all the broke ass people playing catch up are buyers. I ain't trying to go out like that, Pete. I'ma be a seller. I'm gonna get my own business. Change the game.
S-Dot has a get-it-done mindset when it comes to achieving. Sharing breakthrough strategies and overcoming solutions for everyday people, he is a communicator of change. S-Dot's most impressive credential is that he keeps it 100 and doesn't water down the whole truth and nothing but the truth. It is this refreshing forthrightness that enables him to speak with a right now relevance to people from many walks of life. His can't stop, don't stop, won't stop attitude is infectious to those who have experienced this inspiring author, motivational speaker, and empowerment coach that is committed to helping those most in need succeed in love and life.
What's good, people? It's your man, S-Dot. Back for another episode of the Black Love Experience. And today is Friday, June 7th, 2013, and I invite you to The Solstice, Volume 1. And on today's episode, we're going to be listening to some classic soul music. And soul is an acronym for Sounds of Uplifting Liberation. And when I look around at the state of black-on-black disunion, and the lack of black love in some people's lives, I realize that the basis of this is because oftentimes people love wrong because there are so few love songs today. Many of the soundtracks of our everyday lives are filled with conflict, chaos, and confusion. And this is the reason why so many people think that black love is an illusion. So today I invite you to sit back, to enjoy, to listen to some thought-provoking, inspiring, encouraging, and empowering music that will challenge you to get up, to get out, and to get something. Today we'll be enjoying the music of the Godfather of Soul, James Brown. We'll be back in a minute.
Thank you.
of a man. Well, this is a man. Well, but it would be nothing, nothing, nothing.
Yeah. ready yet? I want to thank God. I want to thank you. I'd like to say all the beautiful people. There's so many people gave the life to the world of love, which is called music, universal language. And right now, we want to say a special tribute to the undisputed king of rock and roll, brother Mr. Elvis Presley.
Ladies and gentlemen, fellow Americans, lady Americans, this is James Brown. I want to talk to you about one of our most deadly killers in the country today. I had a dream the other night and I was sitting in my living room. I dozed off to sleep, so I started dreaming. I dreamed I walked in a place and I saw a real strange, weird object standing up talking to the people, and I found out it was heroin, that deadly drug that go in your veins. He said, I came to this country without a passport. Ever since then, I've been hunted and sought. My little white grains are nothing but waste, soft and deadly and bitter to taste. But I'm a world of power, and all know it's true. Use me once, and you'll know it too. I can make a mere schoolboy forget his books. I can make a world-famous beauty neglect her looks. I can make a good man forsake his wife and send a greedy man to prison for the rest of his life. I can make a man forsake his country and flag. Make a girl sell her body for a $5 bag. Some think my adventure's a joy and a thriller, but I'll put a gun in your hand and make you trouble. In cellophane bags, I found my way to heads of state, to children at play. I financed in China, ran in Japan. I'm respected in Turkey, and I'm legal in Siam. I take my addicts and make them steal, borrow, beg. Then they search for a vein in the arm of the leg. So be you Italian, Jewish, black, or Mex, I can make the most world of men forget their sex. So now, my man, you must, do your best to keep up your habit until your arrest. Now the police have taken you from under my wing. Do you think they dare defy me, I who am king? Now, you must lie in that county jail where I can't get to you by visit or mail. So swine with discomfort, wiggle and cough. 6 days of madness, and you might throw me off. Curse me in name, defy me in speech, but you pick me up right now if I were in your reach. All through your sentence, you become resolved to your fate. Fear not, young man or woman. I'll be waiting at the gate. And don't be afraid. Don't run. I'll not chase. Sure, my name is Elwin, and you'll be back for a taste. Behold, you're hooked. Your foot is in the stirrup. And make hay, mount the steed, and ride him well. For the white horse of Elwin will ride you to hell. To hell. Will ride you to hell until you are dead. Dead, brother. Dead. This is a revolution of mind. Get your mind together and get away from drugs. That's the thing. This is James Brown. I'm such a lover of people because people is so much for me. I'm a lover of all humanity, all mankind. And I feel that he has been successful, should look out for his fellow man, his brother. I feel that's my role, that's my job. I know when I was a kid, I said I was going to be a preacher. Hey. Maybe I am, but to me, I feel like I'm a teacher somewhat, because I've been able to experience things that most poor, a lot of people have never been able to, even the rich. So I'll start by preaching right here, because I want to preach to you one more time about heroin. I talked once before, now I want to preach. I want to start by saying, I heard heroin talking one more time. It said, from where I came, nobody knows. I come from a land where the poppy seed grows. A whole nation gathered to plot my destruction. Because I'm a breed of crime and wholesale corruption. You say, I'm pure and then I'm deludable. And once I'm in your blood, I'll make it for suitable. And I heard an old lady say, singing on song. Singing on, son. She said, I lost my son. He's gone on away, so sing it on so you might save a life. I said, madam, look at here. I say, on a record and make all men that dare to use it for wallow in sin, driven them to commit a world of crime. Captive their will and destroy their mind. To chase the wise and destroy the meek. Misuse the fools and made the strong men weak. I know. Wait a minute. Look at here. They took gold from the rich and made them poor. Take a young foolish maiden and made her a whore. Look at that. And then I heard, by that time I heard a man over in the corner. He was sitting down with his head hanging low. I noticed him when I first walked in. And he was addicted to drugs. So he said, I feel it. So brother, I want to get up and testify. So everybody started screaming and hollering and crying. I saw a little tear coming from my eye. Because I know I felt it. And this brother got up and said, let me have it. So I want to tell you everything. Talk to a man that knows. He said, some will sell me and some will buy. For a state of friction and they cost high. But regardless of the position, reason of use, you control my addiction. I give nothing but abuse. He said, let me tell you about heroin. With a full cause of torment. For it's pleasure than pain. It'll take all your money and poison your brain. Lord, I start to sing. The place starts to kind of rocking a little bit. I heard somebody pat their foot and say, sing on, brother. I started to humming a little bit in the background. And then I heard that brother say, wait a minute.
He said, beware the sharp needle, brother. It'll make you sick, annoying, angry, and won't let you kick. It'll make you hustle, steal, borrow, and beg. I'm still talking about that bad thing, King Aaron. When you want to look for a vein in your arm or your leg. Felt so bad, I didn't know what to do. He said, more prices than diamonds, more treasures than gold. More potent than whiskey, more deadly than wine. It'll just give you discomfort and no peace of mind. And when you come out the nod, he said, you'll always be aware. You shot every drop of your heart. And it's full of fear. Now you must rush out, hit another thing. Praise me as O'Hara the King. But he said, be quick, my friend, and get off your knees.
What's good, people? It's your man, P-Star, back again for the Black Love Experience.
So, we're going to talk about the fact that the reason that Black Love is so deficient in so many people's lives today is because so many of us listen to music that doesn't enrich our soul, that doesn't inspire us, that doesn't encourage us, equip us, and empower us. So much of the music today is deficient in that particular vibratory frequency. So I wanted to play some a couple of classics from Godfather of Soul, the incomparable James Brown. What I want to play right now is a news clip. In the last few days, First Lady Michelle Obama has come under attack because she responded to a heckler. While she was at a fundraiser, this particular heckler challenged her and tried to interrupt her speech. And the way that she responded had someone accusing her of having angry black woman syndrome, something which is constantly hurled at our black women whenever they stand up for themselves, just like it is hurled at our black men that they're uppity and so forth when they assert themselves and when they refuse to accept unacceptable behavior from folks. I just want this to be an example for how one could or should might respond to similar attacks that you might encounter on a day-to-day basis. Let's take a listen.
These young people are consumed with staying alive. And there are so many kids in this country just like them. Kids with so much promise, but so few opportunities. Good kids who are doing everything they can to break the cycle and to beat the odds. And they are the reason we are here tonight. We cannot forget that. I don't care what we can, those kids, they are the reason we're here. And today, we need to be better for them, not for us, for them. We need to be better for all of our children, do you understand? Our kids in this country, because they are counting on us to give them the chances they need for the future they deserve. So here's the thing. We cannot wait for the next presidential election to get fired up and ready to go. We cannot wait. Right now, today, we have an obligation to stand up for those kids. And I don't care what you believe in. We don't. One of the things that I don't do well is this.
No, So let me make the point that I was making before. We are here for our kids. So we must recapture that passion, that same urgency and energy that we felt back in 2008.
Exactly. So no matter who it is that comes against you, never stand down. Always remember that it is bigger than the opposition. And opposition is only an opportunity for you to excel and overcome. That being said, I want to encourage each and every one of you to keep in contact. You can follow me on Facebook or Twitter, / the S.Dot Files. THESDOTFILES. Send us an email at thestotfiles@gmail.com. And we'll catch you next episode. Till next time, it's your man, S.Dot. Remember, ain't no stopping us now. Holla.
Held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go, and where we'll end up, I don't know. But we won't let nothing hold us back. We're putting ourselves together, we're polishing up our act. And if you've ever been held down before, I know you refuse to be held down. Trying to make it, they only push you aside. They really don't have nowhere to go. Ask them where they're going, they don't know. But we won't let nothing hold us back. We're gonna put our shirts together, gonna polish up our act. Well, and if you've ever been held down before, I know you refuse to be held down anymore. your people way behind. Cause it ain't no
I know you're out there. I can feel you now. I know that you're afraid. You're afraid of us. You're afraid of change. I don't know the future. I didn't come here to tell you how this is going to end. I came here to tell you how it's going to begin. I'm going to hang up this phone, and then I'm going to show these people what you don't want them to see. I'm going to show them a world without you. A world without rules and controls, without borders or boundaries. A world where anything is possible. Where we go from there is a choice I leave to you.